Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frame. Now get to your position. Lighting?
Ready.
Camera?
Yeah.
Figurants?
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
You might have to decide between seeing your children again and the future of the human race.
We'll find a way. We always have.
Good evening, my dear audience. I'm your old friend, Sean.
And this is Tristar, representing Action Frames.
After a busy week, we do hope you enjoy the weekend with our program.
May is coming, and you guys must know what's coming next. It's Avengers Age of Ultron. It will hit the big screen on May 12th. Very exciting, isn't it?
With the return of all familiar faces, Avengers Age of Ultron has gathered more characters beyond your imagination.
With Aaron Taylor Johnson as Quicksilver, Elizabeth Olsen as Scarlet Witch, the new added characters add new attraction to this huge movie.
Avengers Age of Ultron tells a story when Tony Stark tries to jumpstart a doormat peacekeeping program. Things go awry. He accidentally creates a dreadful killing machine, Ultron.
And of course, it's up to the Avengers to stop the villainous Ultron from enacting his terrible plans.
In a preview, we can see fire and smoke together with many robotic machines fighting against the Avengers. There's no doubt it must be a tough fight.
During the interview of Scarlett Johansson, she says in Avengers Age of Ultron, the storyline will also show things happen between Black Widow and Mr. Banner in the past.
Indeed, romance, humor, and violence, with all these factors mixed up together, Avengers Age of Ultron sure is a film you won't miss.
The 5th Beijing International Film Festival opened on April 16th and lasts for a week. During the festival, Gone Girl, a movie directed by David Fincher in 2014, will be revival. As the name of the movie tells us, Gone Girl is a story about a woman's disappearance.
On the occasion of Nick's 5th wedding anniversary, he reports that his wife, Amy, has gone missing. Under pressure from the police and a growing media frenzy, Nick's portrait of a blissful union begins to crumble. Soon, his lies, deceits, and strange behavior have everyone raising the same doubt. Did he kill his own wife?
David Fincher exercises upon his trademarks with the swift and stunning cinematography, the thrilling score, and tight editing, all of which makes Gone Girl a movie full of great visual storytelling. It is a purely made, beautifully acted, and an all-around nearly flawless film. The process of watching is truly one thrilling ride.
On April the 24th, a new animated movie called Home will be on. When now, a lovable misfit from another planet lands on Earth and finds himself on the run from his own people. He forms an unlikely friendship with an adventurous girl named Tip, who is on a quest of her own.
Through a serious comic adventures with Tip, all come to understand that being different and making mistakes is all part of being human. And while he changes planet and she changes his world, they discover the true meaning of the word home.
A very warm movie with annotation of friendship, a thing that will never be out of style.
Next is Storyboard. We are going to introduce an outstanding scientific movie, Interstellar.
Stay tuned.
Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Action Frames.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Action Frame Storyboard. I'm Clement.
And this is Dino. Great show for you tonight, a movie brought to us by Christopher Nolan called Interstellar. The movie created quite a stir last year when it was released, but topic had already begun even before that.
Yeah, what made the movie into nearly a legend and what attracted millions of Chinese viewers on the first day showing? We're going to peel the onion of that franchise for you. However, let's walk into the wormhole first. Interstellar, meaning travelers between galaxies, is the story of salvation. Some years of the future, human beings are suffering from the environmental disaster of the post-apocalypse world. Lack of food, suitable land, population, and eventually the lack of air. A group of scientists are sent into space to find new planets for humans to live and survive, going to another galaxy using a wormhole created by an unknown helper. However, the promising trip turned into a desperate runaway. Nolan touched and explored two infinite topics of a society, the exploring of outer space and a choice between self-interest and public benefit, and he may just portray them well.
During the movie, we can see many traditional science fiction or non-fiction concepts like wormholes, time traveling, relativity, artificial intelligence, spacecraft, and space colony. The movie smoothly borrowed and arranged these elements to make the story authentic, so any sci-fi lovers would enjoy such a work. Also, whether it be the love between the father and the daughter, or how Dr. Man plotted to survive on other people's lives, both uncovered the very nature of man, the weakness facing the unknown and death, and the courage and the strength that lies in the affection to one's own race. It gets you to wonder about our real lives, how we should tangle with our choices.
Many people compare this production with many pre-existing science fiction films, like Star Trek, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, or The Space Odyssey. Fans sifted through the features of these movies and comment that Interstellar is truly a kaleidoscope of humans' imagination of the universe.
The only thing missing is probably some advanced weaponry.
Yeah, like the light swords from Star Wars.
But even without those, Interstellar can really be a treat for the eye. Already praised for his genius in the movie Inception, Nolan spent plenty of money on the props, including building a 360-degree panoramic screen just to make the views from the windows of the spaceships look real.
And did you know that he invited real scientists to the team?
No kidding.
Pretty sure I'm not. Professor Kip Stephen Thorne, theoretical physicist and a personal friend of Stephen Hawking, was invited to discuss how to construct black holes and wormholes using computer graphic technology. We're talking about unseen theoretical objects here, things we haven't observed yet.
Wow, that certainly contributed to the amazing scenery in the movie. Back to the story itself, maybe we should explain some of the fiction in the movie.
Sure.
Well, first of all, it's wormhole. It is one of the key parts of the movie. It's the only chance for human race to find a new solar system. Wormhole is an unproven scientific concept of a path in higher dimensions with the ability to connect two places light years away. In the story, the wormhole is described as a sphere which shows the image of its destination on the surface. Scientists in the movie involve the surface and slowly go into the sphere to use the wormhole.
Another key part of the movie is the black hole. Black hole is a mostly proven and observed object, with infinitely high density and infinitely small volume, which, according to the theory of relativity and Newton's law of gravity, would drag everything, including light, into itself and dramatically slow down the time around it. In a story, newfound planets are circling such a black hole, which slows down the scientist's time. And by the time Cooper, the father, returns home after years, his daughter is already an old lady, while himself remained young.
So with these two holes in the space, the movie really presented a fascinating glance into the future and raised our attention to our real world. So we would not make the disastrous future for our own. This is today's storyboard. I am Fino.
I'm Clement, and for more information on the amazing movie Interstellar, stay with us on Action Frames.
See you!
Action Frames. Dear audience, in the vastness of all creation, there are many unknown things waiting for us. Now let's start the journey to the universe and follow the step of Mr. Cooper to pass through the galaxies and explore the other planets. Please fasten the safety belt. Here we go.
Clip 1.
How did you find this place?
Where's my daughter?
You had the coordinates for this facility marked on your map. Where did you get those coordinates?
Where's my daughter?
Don't make me take you down again. Sit down.
Do you still think you're a marine, Paul? Marines don't exist. And you know what? I've got grounds like you mowing my grass.
Where did you find those coordinates?
Unless you want to end up as my second lawnmower. No, I think I'll turn you into a ball of a vacuum or dry cleaner.
No, you won't. Taris, back down, please.
You're taking a risk using ex-military security. They're old and their control units are unpredictable.
It's what the government could spare.
Who are you?
Dr. Brand.
Yeah, I knew a Dr. Brand once. He was a professor.
What makes you think I'm not?
Wasn't your SQ either. Please, Dr. Brand, I don't have any idea what this is. But I'm scared for my daughter. And I want her by my side. You give me that, and I'll tell you anything you want to know.
Take the principal and the girl to the conference room. Your daughter is fine. Bright kid. Must have a very smart mother.
Clip 2.
This is fast for atmospheric entry. Shouldn't we use the thrusters to slow?
No, I'm gonna use the Rangers, not aerodynamics, to save some fuel.
Air brake. We want to get down fast, don't we?
Actually, we want to get there in one piece.
Hang on.
Red Doyle, get ready. We should eat.
Hands up, Case. The only time I ever went down is when a machine was easing on wrong time.
With a caution.
Can get you killed, like reckless driving.
Cooper, it's too damn fast.
I got it.
Should I just take a step back?
No, I need to feel the air. Here we go.
It's just water.
The stuff will fly.
1,200 meters.
Do we have a fix on the beacon?
Got it. Pay a maneuver.
I'll need to shape some speed. I'm gonna spiral down on top of it. Everybody hang on.
700.
I'm in queue, Kate. On my queue.
500 meters.
Fire!
Very graceful.
No, but very efficient. Where are you waiting for? Let's go, 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 go. 7 years per hour here. Let's make it count.
This way, about 200 meters.
Gravity's punishing.
The feelings of space too long. 130% Earth gravity.
Come on, come on, come on.
Clip 3.
Gravity. To send a message?
Affirmative.
Gravity can cross dimensions, including time.
Apparently.
Do you have the quantum data?
Roger, I have it. I'm translating it on our wavelengths. Nothing's getting out, Cooper.
I can do this. I can do this.
With such complicated data to a child?
Not just any child.
What else? Oh, come on then.
Merp, the flyer's out! Come on!
Even if you communicated here, she'll understand its significance for years.
No, no, I get that, Taris. But we've got to figure something out, alright? What if people on Earth are gonna die? Think, think, think!
Cooper didn't bring us here to change the past.
Say that again.
Thing didn't bring us here to change the past.
No, they didn't bring us here at all. We brought ourselves. Taris, give me the coordinates for NASA. In binary.
In binary, Roger. Translating data.
It's not a ghost. It's gravity.
Don't you get it yet, Tars? I brought myself here. We're here to communicate with the three-dimensional world. We're the bridge. I thought they chose me, but they didn't choose me. They choose her.
For what, Cooper?
To save the world. All of this. In one little girl's bedroom. Every moment, it's infinitely complex. They have access to infinite time and space, but they're not bound by anything. They can't find a specific place in time. They can't communicate. That's why I'm here. I'm here to find a way to tell Murph. Just like I found this moment.
How, Cooper?
Love, Tars. Love.
Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear audience. So delighted to meet you again in Action English. I'm Chloe.
And this is Vito.
Hi, Chloe.
Last week, we focused on some special phrases and expressions in the film, The Theory of Everything, a romantic biographic movie. What about this time?
Today, we're moving on to Interstellar, an amazing sci-fi film. Are you ready? 下面让我们来听听第一段原声，进入今天的学习吧。
You'd be nice to that Miss Hanley. She's single.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
Repopulating the Earth. Start pulling your weight, young man.
Oh, she's got mind your own business.
Donald 说 Repopulating the Earth. Start pulling your weight, young man.
为了人类的繁殖，尽点力吧，年轻人。Donald 是在提醒丧妻多年的 Cooper 是时候该为自己再找一个伴侣了。而孩子们的老师 Hanley 小姐恰好还未婚。Be nice to her, 才不会错失良机。I'm afraid that I'm going out of point.
Yes, you are. 这里的重点在 start pulling your weight, 意为你尽点力吧。Pull one's weight, 原意是在划船中队员们需要有效利用自己的重量，进而才引申到尽力做好自己分内的事，也就是尽力、尽职、尽自己的本分。说了这么多 Dino, 你懂了吗？为大家造个句子吧。
Okay, Chloe, you're past your marriageable age. Pull your weight for your family, please. Go out, find a boy or a girl, and take him or her back home. Chloe, 你已经过了适婚年龄，老大不小了了。拜托，为你的家庭尽点力，出去找个男人或者女人，把他带回家来吧。
看来 pull one's weight 尤其适用于催婚呀。好吧，让我们进入第二段原声吧。
You don't have the resources to visit all 12. No. Data transmission back through the wormhole is rudimentary. Simple binary pings on an annual basis give us some clue as to which worlds have potential. And one system shows promise.
One, that's a bit of a long shot, isn't it?
One system with three potential worlds? A long shot.
Okay. So if we find a home...Then what?
That's the long shot. This is plan A.
这里出现了一个高频词。Cooper 说 That's a bit of long shot, isn't it? Dr. Brand Jr. 说 No long shot. Dr. Brand 说 That's a long shot. 那 the long shot 到底是什么意思呢？ Zeno, 你来为大家说说吧。
好的。Long shot 字面意思即远射、远投，我们很容易就能将其与一句中国俗语联想起来，放长线钓大鱼。这就不难理解了， The long shot 就用来比喻一些冒大险、图大利的尝试，可能性极小，过程也十分漫长，但一旦成功就有无穷的利益。
是的，本部影片中的 Plan A 和 Plan B 不就是一次实实在在的 The long shot 吗？让我们造个句子更好地了解一下吧。
Absolute world peace is ideal, but it's also a long shot. 绝对的世界和平当然是理想的，但那也是一个漫长的过程。让我们再来听一段原声。
The planet is much closer to Gargantua than we thought.
Gargantua. It's what we're calling them, the black hole. Miller's and Dr. Mann's planets both orbit it.
And Miller's is on the horizon?
Oh, it's a basketball around a hoop. Landing there takes us dangerously close, and a black hole that big has a huge gravitational pull.
Dr. Romilly 说，米勒星球和卡冈图亚黑洞非常近。As a basketball around the hoop, 就像在篮圈上的篮球一样。
所以这句俗语的意思就类似于 an edge ball, 也就是擦边球。如此形象的表达，领悟了吗？ Chloe, 来造个句子吧。
You can't continue living as a basketball around the hoop. 你不能再继续像打擦边球一样的生活了。也就是说，该好好干点正经事了。
最后，我们一起来学习一句比喻用法的句子，请听原声。
Murph is a bright spark. Maybe I should fan the flame.
She's already making fools of her teachers, so maybe she should come and make a fool out of you.
Dr. Brand 来到 Cooper 家门前，对 Donut 说。Murph is a bright spark. Maybe I could fan the flame. Murph 像朵耀眼的火花，也许我可以再加把火。
的确 ，Murph 从小就与众不同。他热爱科学，天赋极强，又个性十足，聪颖又倔强。说他是 a bright spark， 一朵耀眼的火花，实在是不为过。
而 Dr. Brown 后来也的确为他 fan the flame， 加把火，像他承诺的一样。Murph 在他的引导和帮助下进行深造，成为了伟大的科学家，最终平衡了相对论和引力规律，解开了困扰博士多年的公式，拯救了世界。
博士就好像是 Murph 的伯乐一般，慧眼识趣，并用心培养他，指点他。
Yes, a bright spark needs someone who can recognize her to fan the flame, so that she can burn and shine. 一朵耀眼的火花得需要一个赏识它的人为它加把火，它才能燃烧起来，发光发热。
Well done, Chloe.
Thanks. Okay, let's review the expressions today. Pull one's weight, 尽力尽职。
The long shot, 冒大险图大利的尝试。
A basketball around the hoop, 擦边球。
Someone is a bright spark, maybe I should fan the flame. 比喻句，某人是一朵耀眼的火花，也许我该为他加把火。Okay, it's time to say goodbye. Don't forget to review your notes and the film Interstellar. Next is Close Up. I am Fino.
And this is Chloe.
Stay tuned.
Are you tired of the long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Murph. You have to talk to me, Murph. I need to fix this before I go.
There's no idea when you're coming back.
I'm coming back.
Matthew McConaughey seems so perfect for the part. He is so much the sort of laconic, almost cowboy, pilot type presence, the sort of Chuck Yeager idea that we're really trying to get to from the right stuff.
I love what he brought to Cooper. I felt he did something every single day that surprised me.
Cooper, he's a man out of time. He's not supposed to be a farmer.
He's not supposed to be grounded. He's supposed to be up there.
Here we go.
After listening to an enchanting audio introduction, I'm sure all your audience will be quite clear about our topic today.
This is Gabriella for you at today's close-up.
And this is Becky, as always. Okay, this time, the extremely attractive American actor we're going to introduce to you is the leading role in Interstellar, Matthew McConaughey.
A man regarded as one of the most gorgeous men in the world, with curly, light brown hair and soft blue eyes. his much too eye-catching appearances once stood in the way of his acting career, restricting him from picking the place except the idol type. He was just good-looking. However, when asked in 2005 who his hero was, Matthew McConaughey replied, "Me, in 10 years. Now, he has proved himself to be strong."
In 2012, McConaughey shed nearly 50 pounds to play Ron Woodruff in Dire Spirits Club, a heterosexual man diagnosed with HIV in the 1980s, who smuggles non-FDA-approved drugs into the U.S. I really was intrigued by the wild, almost redneck Texan who is trying to be sacrificed, he says, adding that the film is a serious subject matter, but it almost gets humor in the most unnatural way. The performance earned him a Golden Globe and SAG Award.
Best Performance by an Actor in a Motion Picture Drama, Dallas Buyers Club, winning the Golden Globe in 2014, completing his awards season swap. McConaughey was named as Best Actor at the Academy Awards in 2014 for his leading role, Rome Again.
As to all things movie today, Interstellar, I watched it and I cried 3 times. The Oscar winner said so about his blockbuster film. The actor, who turned 46, had presented the role Cooper so vividly. But the part he played, there is a certain amount of himself in it. There hasn't been a promise or a goodbye as Cooper has to go through with his daughter in this, says McConaughey, who, with wife Kamala, is a father to 3 lovely children. I'm very fortunate. I get to take my family with me when I go to work, so my goodbye so far hadn't had to be so long.
There's so much to talk about Matthew McConaughey, such as the TV series True Detective and his habitual taking shirt off. But time is always limited for us.
If you want to find out more about him, watch the movie Interstellar. Don't switch the channel. Next is TikTok Talk. More fun for you. This is Becky.
And this is Gabriella.
Bye-bye.
Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, everybody in front of the radio. This is TikTok Talk for you again, and this is Cynic.
And Beyond.
Also, Charles is for you here.
And this time we shall talk about a great sci-fi film, Interstellar. How do you guys think about it?
Well, it's a high-level sci-fi, right? So from my perspective, the magnificent effects of stunts are really cool, you must agree this.
You know, actually, at first, when some people around me introduced this film to me and let me watch it, my attitude is refusal.
I have some presentiments that.
Me too.
Well, because I have my reputation, so I can't watch it once you let me watch it, right?
Right.
But someone told me that it was with gorgeous effects of stunt, so I watched it, and it was just fantastic.
Yep. Effects of stunt are really vital, even though they have little impact on the plot.
Agreed. So, as you say, the plot. Let's talk about the plot.
Go on.
Do you have some pieces of plot that couldn't be forgotten?
Of course. Well, I remember that many old people were talking about the terrible environment that they experienced at their youth, you know?
And the environment the characters faced with is really bad. It made us to think about our future and how can we save ourselves.
Oh my god, the sandstorm is so crazy.
Yeah, however, if there is no sandstorm, they couldn't find the coordinate of the binary system.
Yeah, coincidence is apart from the fact, and fortune is a part of ability.
But I still couldn't understand how he could find the base of NASA with the coordinates, for there were so many maps, and how did he know that which one is the correct one?
It's miraculous.
Okay, how do you guys think about the black hole? I still can't imagine that.
Never mind.
And the supercubic?
Oh, that's amazing. They transform time and space into realistic objects. So imaginative.
Think so. When Cooper was swimming out there, I was shocked.
Swimming? Nice describing.
In addition to this, how about people in the film?
Well, I will always remember Dr. Mann for his selfishness, defeated his conscience and heart of science.
and he even wanted to kill Cooper.
Yes. Well, in comparison, Rom is much better and cuter. He stayed in the capsule for a long, long time, but he was always studying. He was worth our respect.
Maybe this film cannot be far away from love and emotion.
Sure, love is the greatest thing in the world. When Cooper was in space, his daughter flipped his brains, so he succeeded.
Certainly. We knew that Dr. Brand lied to them and they abandoned the Earth, even they were not aware of it. They might be in deadly despair.
But they didn't give up because of love. They got it.
What a miraculous emotion we have.
When they were debating about whether it is necessary to visit Amelia, Dr. Brand said something about love that moved me a lot. Actually, someone told me that they nearly burst into tears due to what she said.
Really? Tell us about it.
Yeah, I want to know about it.
Well, she said that love is the one thing that we are capable of perceiving between senses of dimensions and of time and space. Maybe we should trust that, even we can't understand it yet.
Whoa, Charles, I didn't know you're such a sentimental guy till now.
I may remember the scene distinctly because she said it's exactly how I feel deep down in the heart. That's true, and the fact that Brand spared no effort in finding her beloved Edmund, even if it means to go through this whole universe and dimensions, she still has faith in him. I can feel the love buried in her heart over all those years.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering that if you guys still remember the famous poem in the film.
Yeah, definitely. Do not go gentle into the good night.
Hey, why don't we end today's TikTok talk with the poem?
Okay, I'll go first.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right. Because their words have forked no lightning day, do not go gentle into that good night.
Good man, the lost wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in green bay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Wild men who caught and sunned the sun in flight, and learned too late, they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night.
Brave men near death who see with blinding sight. Blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
And you, my father, there on the set height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
That's all for today's TikTok talk. The next section is gramophone. Please stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dear audience. Welcome to the last segment for today's Action Frames, Gramophone. This time, we're going to lose ourselves in the infinity of the Ark in space together with the fabulous original soundtrack for Interstellar. Esteemed Hollywood composer Hans Zimmer reunites with director Christopher Nolan to score his dark science fiction drama, Interstellar. The two have collaborated in the past on Nolan's 2010 film Inception, as well as the Dark Knight trilogy. Posing with slow, building rhythms, subtle strings, tinkling pianos, and echoing pipe organ, Zimmer's Interstellar score takes a delightfully atmospheric bend. The story of humanity's desperate mission to find an inhabitable new world before Earth's environment collapses is rendered here by dreaming soundscape and thoughtful texture that speak of the great black vacuum and the deep loneliness of space travel. While it's full of experimental styles and tones, the score still contains classic science fiction themes of wonder and enchantment, wrapped in a tale that pits mankind against the great unknown. Now let's enjoy the first clip from the original soundtrack, Day One.According to Nolan, he hired the veteran composer before there was even a script. Instead of providing Zimmer with a single-page synopsis to pick his imagination, he said to Zimmer, "I have this idea. I'm not going to tell you what the movie is, but I've written this one-page description, and if I give you that one page, can you spend one day with it and write whatever comes to you?" That already sounds like a good start and an adventure.On that page was a tiny, animate little fable between a father and his child. And so Zimmer wrote a musical love letter to his son, which later became the score we listened in Day One. On Day One of their space travel, Cooper asked Dr. Brand, "You don't think nature can be evil?" And Brand answered, "No. Formidable?Frightening, but no, not evil." Okay, now let's move to the second song picked out from the movie. It is called STAY instead of stay, because this is no longer just a word but a set of symbols. Symbols that Cooper and Murphy use as a medium to transfer information. This kind of information is the quantified love between a father and his child. Initially, the melody goes back to the second song, Cornfield Chase.The one that represents their happy time together, but now, at the very moment, Cooper is stuck in the quantifiable space, by all means trying to stop himself from leaving Murphy until he finally finds out that he is the ghost who's missing a message from the beginning. As Cooper's affection changes from powerlessness and sadness to suddenly being enlightened, the melody itself also experiences triple progresses, memory, regret, and beliefs that he can communicate with Murphy. The taking of his watch appears here again, indicating his successfully passing information to his daughter and saving the destiny of human beings.Interstellar as an epic journey. While listening to the original score, we're looking outward at the stars, and at the same time, looking at the most intimate relationship that we can have between a parent and a child. So on one hand, we have a vast view of the infinite space in front of us, and at the same time, we have profound intimacy.The clock is ticking and we have to call it a night. So that's all for today's Action Frames from Radio CUC English. Hope you have a good time. I'm Mike. See you next time. Cast for today. Producer.
Hua Ai Nong, Fino.
Anchor.
谢宏洲 Clement
张然 Trista
严家兴 Mike Journalist
常世文 Gabriella
陈布里 Charles
罗仪 Cynic
劳逸琴 Chloe
王思源 Vicky
熊浩洋 Sean
钟威阳 Vion
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。